Nice tune. I like that tune a lot. It was written by Kurt Berg, and it was also his arrangement, played by this Japanese-American group called the East-West Alliance. Jay Thomas was on trumpet, with Yasuhiro Kohama on tenor sax and Atsushi Ikeda on alto sax. Shuhei Mizuno was the pianist, Go Shimada on bass, and Daisuke Kurata on drums. And Kurt Berg's composition and arrangement called Geezers on Parade. Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here this afternoon. And we have next one of our favorite Northwest Jazz CDs of the past year. Incidentally, we have our complete list online at jazzafterhours.org. Click on Best Jazz CDs. This by Brent Jensen, soprano sax, Bill Anschell, piano, and Chris Simer on bass from their album together, Blueprints. This is Softly as in a Morning Sunrise, tiptoeing in here with Chris Simer's bass.
Thank you.
I love all the different moods that that thing goes through. It's a wonderful arrangement. The tune is Matranga's Tonk. It was written by Vern Seelert, who led this dectet. Soloists included Dan Marcus on trombone and Tom Varner on French horn, Rich Cole, the tenor saxophonist. Matranga's Tonk. A little bit of Louis Armstrong, a little bit of Gil Evans, a little bit of New Orleans brass band style of music. And that comes from the CD From There to Here, Vern Seelert dectet. Before that, we were listening to Brent Jensen on soprano sax with Bill Anschel at the piano and Chris Simer on bass in that nice arrangement of Softly as in a Morning Sunrise, which comes from the CD Blueprints by Anschel, Jensen, and Simer. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you. A few items from our jazz calendar around the region this weekend, and looking ahead to next week, Jay Thomas Quartet and Kelly Johnson are going to be performing tonight for the first Sunday of the month Jazz Vespers, which takes place at Seattle First Baptist Church, starting at 6 o'clock tonight. Dr. John is in his final night at Jazz Alley tonight, and there are numerous jams around various locations around Seattle. Monday night, Kelly Harlan brings her band into Jazz Alley. This is going to be a blues-oriented session with Kelly. Triple header at the Royal Room with Michael Vlatkovich, the Royal Room Collective, and the Majestical Quartet, all playing at 8, 9, and 10 Monday night at the Royal Room. Three Brave Souls open at Jazz Alley on Tuesday night. Jay Thomas Big Band will be playing at Tula's, and McTuff will do the late set starting at 10 at Sea Monster on 45th Street, Wallingford. Skerrick Trio plays at the Owl and Thistle on Wednesday night, and Kurt Berg's quintet will be at Tula's. Kurt Berg was the composer of that first tune that we heard on this afternoon's show, Geezers on Parade. Kurt Berg's a wonderful trombonist and should be a nice session Wednesday night at Tula's. The Seattle Improvised Music Festival begins on Thursday and runs Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the 7th through the 9th. This is the 28th year for this on-the-edge kind of festival, and most of the performances take place at the Chapel Performance Space. Among the performers are Amy Denio, Beth Fleener, Tucker Doolin, Craig Taborn, Wayne Horvitz, Stuart Dempster, and many others. Nightly performances Thursday through Saturday for the Seattle Improvised Music Festival. There's more details available on that in the current issue of Earshot, describing some of the groups and the players. Friday night, Tom Collier and Mark Seals team up for a concert at Meany Theater at the University of Washington, and Bud Schultz and Mark Lewis get together at Mobster Mike's in Bremerton. I recorded their last weekend wonderful session with Mark Lewis, Barney McClure, and Mike McKinley, and Steve Lucino. We had a great time in a full house at Mobster Mike's in Bremerton, a real scene. For more info and other good places to go for live jazz, check the KPLU calendar. You'll also find daily updates at seattlejazzscene.com, a complete monthly calendar at earshot.org. Here's Kelly Johnson, who is singing tonight as part of the Jazz Vespers series on the first Sunday of the month at Seattle First Baptist Church. Starting at 6 o'clock, Kelly will be singing tonight with the Jay Thomas Quartet, which will be doing some music from their latest recording. This is Kelly singing a song by Abby Lincoln, Should Have Been.
There's a sound that comes from living somewhere in the past. When the grass was greener and we found true love at last. It's the sound of sorry looking yonder with regret. Sorry 'cause of what you got and what you didn't get. Should have been another song, could have been a sing-along. could have been, would have been, should have been. Should have been another world where true thoughts of love unfurled. Could have been, would have been, should have been. But here we are here. Here's to life. Give a cheer. Here am I, here are we. Here's to you, here's to me. After all is said and done, there was laughter, we had fun. It was life, it was love. Should have been. Give a cheer. Here am I, here are we. Here's to you, here's to me. After all is said and done, there was laughter.
Sampling of some of the music you could hear tonight at Seattle First Baptist Church at the Jazz Vespers at 6 o'clock tonight. Kelly Johnson will be singing, and the J. Thomas Quartet will be playing. J. Thomas on trumpet and alto sax in that last tune, with John Hansen at the piano, Adam Kessler drums, and Chuck Kissler on bass. And they did Cantaloupe Island, the early 60s Herbie Hancock recording, giving a little different twist here. Kelly Johnson sang Shoulda Been, great song by Abby Lincoln. Jeffrey Keezer was the pianist on that one. That's from Kelly Johnson's album Home. Kelly and Jay tonight at Seattle First Baptist Church at 6. Coming up next, we're going to be listening to a tune from a rather unusual new recording, a string trio led by Michael Gray, the violinist with Pearl Django. Michael is joined here by Gwen Franz on viola and James Hinckley on cello, for this violin, viola, and cello string trio. And they're doing some unusual things. It's one of the things that attracted me to this album. When Michael first mentioned to me they were doing John Carisi's Israel and Carla Bley's Ida Lupino, I like both of those compositions in their original forms, and I was interested in hearing what the string trio does with them. So this is the version of Ida Lupino, probably one of the more classical kinds of pieces included in this album, which ranges from Wayne Shorter to fiddle tunes and Django Reinhardt, one tune. This is Ida Lupino by Carla Bley, played by this group called Douce Ambiance.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's Portland guitarist Eric Sky and music from his CD titled A Different Kind of Blue. All songs from Kind of Blue, the Miles Davis album, but here played solo guitar. That was Freddie Freeloader, played by Eric Sky. Before that, a string trio, Michael Gray, violin, Gwen Franz on viola, and James Hinckley on cello, and music from the CD by the group billed as Douce Ambiance, and a piece by Carla Bley, named for the film noir movie actress Ida Lupino. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. If you're beginning to plan for Valentine's Day, a couple of recommendations. There are lots of good choices out there, but Dimitri Matheny, a wonderful flugelhorn player, is going to be back in town to play the next Art of Jazz concert on February 14th. So that'll be an early evening gig from 5:30 to 7:30, leaving you plenty of time for dinner afterwards. Or there's Dave Peck coming up on the 15th and 16th, the Dave Peck Trio, playing at Tula's from the album Modern Romance. Here's Dave at the piano with Jeff Johnson on bass and Joe LaBarbera at the drums, If I Should Lose You. from the new Larry Barlow recording Carmen's Mambo, Horace Silver's composition Nika's Dream, one of the few tunes in here not composed by Larry Barlow. Larry on bongos and other percussion on that. The flutist was Melicio Magdaluyo and Mike Olmos on trumpet, Doug Beavers on trombone and also arrangements, and that was Nika's Dream. Before that, Dave Peck at the piano with Jeff Johnson on bass, Joe LaBarbera at the drums, If I Should Lose You. Dave Peck playing post-Valentine's Day on the 15th and 16th at Tula's. I'm Jim Wilkie, and thanks a lot for listening. That's Jazz Northwest for today, and we'll be back again next Sunday afternoon with our survey of the regional jazz scene. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University.